14th, 2022, and we have a start time of 2:31. Committee Chairman Alfred Harrell, Committee Member Willie Rack, Committee Member Richard Winder,
present.
Board Member Louisiana State Treasurer John Schroeder.
Luigi is designee for the treasurer.
Mr. Luigi. Board Member Hattier. Board Member Jackson. Board Member McIntyre. Board Member Verdreen. Board Member Williams. Board Vice Chairwoman Mabry. Board Chairman Anthony Marullo.
Present, filling in for Admin Chair Al Harrell.
Thank you, Chairman. We do have a quorum of the Administration Committee, sir. All right, Chairman, that brings us to our next item, which would be the approval of the minutes of the April 12th, 2022 Administration Committee meeting. Let the record reflect that those minutes were previously distributed to the board members and are still available in your binder in the tab in the back under Administration and Finance Committee.
Entertain a motion.
Move to approve as written.
Second.
First by Board Member Leegee, second by Board Member Winder. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Duly noted, sir. All right, sir, at this time, it brings us to our public comments section. Are there any members of the public who wish to address the board? Let the record also reflect that Secretary Brooks has not received any written comments, nor have we received any cards from anyone wishing to speak today, sir. With that, Chairman, that will conclude the public comments section. Next, we come to the Administration Committee Chairman's report.
I don't have anything to report today, Secretary Brooks.
Duly noted, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Chairman, that brings us to our next item, which will be a discussion regarding the approval of the LHC Fiscal Year 23 Staffing Plan. Board members, there is a document under tab 12 in your binders. And the matter will be introduced, by Executive Director Joshua Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This action item today derives from my responsibility as the newly appointed executive director to come with you to you with the staffing plan. And so as a fulfillment of that responsibility, you have before you under tab 12 what reflects the changes that have been made as it relates to staffing. What you see in front of you includes our executive staff, and what would be our frontline managers and supervisors related to our programming functions here at Louisiana Housing Corporation. I'll walk you through this. Please forgive the small font as we tried to fit this all here. It's hard on a young man's eye, so I apologize if it's too small for you guys. But what you'll see here is obviously myself as the executive director across the second line, you'll see Margiana Willman as Chief Operating and Legal Officer. The change that you'll see there is consistent with precedent here at the agency. The Chief Operating Officer has the direct managerial responsibilities over our programs, and so that is reflected with Ms. Willman as COO. As you probably remember, when the former COO was appointed interim executive director, there was a creation of a chief programs officer due to him having extended responsibilities as interim and COO, so there was a CPO created. Now that we have a permanent executive director and we have a chief operating officer, we have returned to our programs reporting to the COO, Ms. Willman, and also as legal officer. So you'll see under Ms. Willman, we have General Counsel Leslie Strahan, Lewis Russell with Housing Development, Todd Fulce, Construction and Labor Compliance, Ajahe Brass, this is environmental compliance. Previously, environmental was reporting to Todd Fulce. We have moved that up to report directly to the COO. We think that will provide us some congruency to work on some of our efficiency as well. And so Ms. Willman will be working directly with environmental, and so bringing him up to that front line to work directly with our chief operating officer. Dion Milton, asset management. Lauren Holmes, energy assistance. Shauna Parker, rental assistance. Winona Connor, homelessness. Vacant disaster unit. I'm really excited about this. As you probably remember, we had a community planning and development in its own section. That happened prior to me coming in. At one time, you had all of your home dollars together and some of your recovery housing, all the home and everything was together under Lewis Russell, or housing development per se, not necessarily individual, but housing development. Your community plan development included your CHOTOs, some of your recovery housing programs. What we've done as an assessment and looking at where we need to tighten the reins and be able to have some efficiency, and also the ability, because of some attrition that we had in community planning development, be able to have more hands on deck and be able to have cross training across our home dollars, because you had some home dollars in CPD, some home dollars in multifamily. This brings our home dollars back together, allows us to have cross training and cross sectional approach. So you will see under Lewis Russell, you have Ms. Beeman, who is now a housing manager, was formerly a housing finance deputy administrator, is now a housing manager. You see Robert McNeese as our home manager there. And so what that has done is created a housing finance deputy administrator opening. And with that opening, we would like to be able to have a dedicated disaster unit. I think you heard in the last committee meeting when we talk about some of our recovery housing programs and our management of that and whether we can get some of those things back here. I think it's important for us to be able to show capacity and capability to have folks that are dedicated to response and recovery around disaster housing, and to be able to show that capability to our partners externally and internally. And so we're excited that that position was advertised today. I believe that we will have some good candidates that have some experience around disaster housing, and we will be able to build that unit internally and don't anticipate adding new employees that have to do that. We think we can build that unit internally with our existing workforce. From there, you'll see Nikesla Blunt, Human Resource Director. That has not changed in terms of the reports of IT and also facility operations. Moving along back on that second line, you'll see Jarvis Lewis, Director of Government Affairs, Rachel Haney, Public Relations Director, Portia Johnson, Policy Director, and I'll be remiss if I didn't recognize them. I know that this is probably their first board meeting. I know we're going to do that in fair fashion on tomorrow, but those are our new folks, and I think they're in the room over there as new executive staff members. And we'll talk in length about that a little bit more tomorrow, Mr. Chairman, if that's appropriate for you. And then we have Barry Brooks, confidential assistant, Colette Mathis, auditing director, Tasha Joseph, executive management officer, Carlos Dickerson, CFO, with accounting under him, and then Ms. Brenda Evans. Brenda has taken on the title of chief sustainability officer. One of the things that I found in my assessment of the organization thus far is we have some compliance matters that really need handling that have, I think, had way too much shelf life. When you look at some of our HUD findings, when you look at some of the compliance matters related to our programs. So it's important that we have someone with the institutional knowledge that understands our programs to be able to look at those issues, be able to go throughout the programs, help clean up those issues, but then put the systems and structures in place to make sure we don't end up in that place again. And so Brenda has taken on the role of Chief Sustainability Officer for us. She's going to be working very closely with internal audit to address any auditing issues we have that are programmatic in nature. One of those issues, I'll tell you, is, for example, our mid-city location. Our employees have moved back from Mid-City to Quail Drive. That was a HUD finding that was 10 years old. And we've just been paying the fine and not addressing it as it needed to be addressed. And so that's one of those examples that we're making sure that we're getting compliant and cleaning up some things. Also, Brenda will be maintaining our single family home ownership, which she has done a yeoman's job at, over the years in single family and home ownership in that area. And so those are our changes. A lot of this is still consistent with the same folks running the programs, but we have made a few adjustments. And so, Mr. Chairman, this is what you see as the staffing plan and the alignment flowing from the executive office down throughout our managers and supervisors as of today.
Thank you, Mr. Hollins. And since we're in an administration committee meeting, I'd like to welcome some of the new members of the team, executive staff. We look forward to working with you. We have a bright day ahead of us at LHC. Thank you for joining the team. Mr. Hollins, I think you've done a good job of putting the right people in the right places, so to speak, with some of this reorganization. I think that the chief sustainability officer is an important piece that we now have for accountability, for checks and balances. I think we've done a good job of putting people where they will thrive and where they can benefit this agency the best. I do not have any other questions or comments about this plan or this org chart, but I will entertain any questions or comments from this body at this time. All right, hearing none, I will entertain a motion for agenda item. Where is it? One second.
Number five.
To report the, entertain a motion to report this favorably, approval of the LHC fiscal year 23 staffing plan.
I'll move, Chairman.
I have a motion by Board Member Leedy.
Second
by Board Member Winder. Hearing no objections, so ordered.
Duly noted.
All right. Chair moves to adjourn. Second?
Second.
Right. Good job, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Chairman, time is 2:44. Thank you again for joining us this afternoon. Our next meeting will be tomorrow during a full board meeting, Wednesday, June 15th at 10:30 a.m.
Meet and greet. At 9.
Thanks, sir. Right,
tomorrow,
Josh. At 9,
yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going to come for that. We'll see you tonight.
I'm going to go get checked in. I'm